I want to thank Governor Rick Perry for organizing and praying at The Response. If you missed it, The Response, held on August 6th at Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas, was, according to the website, a call to prayer for a nation in crisis. Before I go any further, I want to be clear that I disagreed with Governor Perry for helping to organize and participating in what was clearly a religious event that, if not completely, then in spirit, breached the wall of separation of church and state, which is a fundamental principle of our nation and has been essential in securing religious liberty. Additionally, the supposedly community event, and I use that term very loosely, was specifically a Christian event, and many clergy around the country and in Houston spoke out against this sectarian approach. Moreover, while it claimed to be a Christian event, it should be understood that the organizers were using that term in the narrowest of ways. They were using the term Christian in a manner that excluded many self-identified Christians. According to the organizers' own website, and now I'm going to quote only a portion of what they wrote, they said, "We believe the Bible to be the inspired, the only infallible, authoritative Word of God. We believe in the resurrection of both the saved and the lost. They that are saved unto the resurrection of life, and they that are lost unto the resurrection of damnation." And they also wrote that we are a nation that has not honored God in our successes or humbly called on Him in our struggles. According to the Bible, the answer to a nation in such crisis is to gather in humility and repentance and ask God to intervene. Given that I have fundamental disagreements with Governor Perry's approach to biblical literalism and a theology that damns the non-believer to damnation, and given that I don't think our nation's struggles are a result of us not paying homage to God, and given that I find it offensive that this event excluded the range of religious and secular beliefs that exist in our nation, you may be wondering, why, if I have so many disagreements with Governor Perry, would I be thanking him for organizing and participating in this event? But before I answer that, it's important to know that along with Governor Perry, others participated in this event, including John Hagee, whose extremist religious views place him well outside the mainstream, so much so that John McCain rejected his endorsement when running as a Republican nominee for president. We must assume if Perry is willing to participate in a prayer event with Hagee, he'd be comfortable accepting his endorsement. This, along with the fact that a major organizer and funder for The Response was the American Family Association, which the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled a hate group for its anti-gay crusade. Governor Perry concluded his prayer by saying, "We have forgotten who made us, who protects us, who blesses us, and for that we cry out for your forgiveness." Presumably he meant the God he believes in, a God who he claims is punishing America because we aren't paying enough attention to him, a God that opposes homosexuality. And I have no doubt that Governor Perry has more to say about what his God believes. So why then, if I am in such fundamental disagreement with him, am I thanking him for participating in the response? Because now we know what he believes, and that he's willing to even jeopardize a core principle of America, the separation of church and state, to promote those beliefs. Given that he is likely to run for the Republican Party's nomination, it's important to know who Governor Perry is and what he holds dear. And it's essential that people take his religious beliefs seriously, for those beliefs will shape how he addresses the political issues he will face. Governor Perry did everyone a favor. Now we know where he stands about his vision for America. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.